The scripture lesson this morning comes from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted above the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is within us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Thank you, Carol, and thank you, Greg and June, for bringing us that prayer. At the end of it, I thought, okay, I'll just say amen and we'll all go home. It was very powerful. Two things caught my attention this week. The first will come as no surprise to you all, and that is the continued sense of heightened anxiety and fear in our country, and it's affecting all of us. There is, at least for me, a fight or flight feeling, and I think both are valid responses. No matter who we voted for, there are times when each of us wants to put up our dukes and fight for what we believe is right. And we are outraged, we are hurt, we are in grief. Sometimes we want to lash out. And then we want to just escape all the noise. Put our heads down, hunker down, find a refuge from the conflict. We are frazzled between these two poles. And I know it's affecting me. I'm guessing it's affecting you. The second thing that caught my attention is the student protests and demands on college campuses for sanctuary, for the creation of places where students who are undocumented immigrants can find refuge from discrimination and maybe even political asylum. I found it very powerful that students who are not in danger are the ones taking action to create safe space on behalf of fellow students whom they may or may not know. It was a new image of community for me. The psalmist that we heard tells us that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And don't we all wonder in times of trouble, where is God? Obviously, the psalmist actually wondered this too, because this is behind the writing of the psalm. Poets and preachers and songwriters and storytellers always put their own questions into their creative work. Where is God in times of trouble, when the very earth shakes and the mountains shake and the seas roar, when nations are in an uproar and kingdoms shake and totter, when it seems that our country is in such flux and change that you could swear there had been a literal earthquake or flood? is this God who is a refuge, strength, a very present help in times of trouble? Well, we probably all have different answers to this. God is in the praying. God is in the doing of social justice work and advocacy. God is in the fixing of the broken systems that oppress people. God is in the care for the children and the youth and the homeless and the outcast and the undocumented. God is caring, in the caring and the healing for our traumatized climate and earth. God is in the darkness of not knowing, and God is in the light of faith. The psalmist says that God is in the midst of all of this. In the midst of God's city, in the midst of God's people, not set apart, but a very present help, a presence of refuge and strength. In the ancient Hebrew, the word translated as present is just as likely in the Hebrew scriptures to be translated as to find, or to be found, or to cause to find. Do you hear the action in that? God is not just a benevolent presence standing placidly in the midst of it all. The implications of this word are that God is with us to be found, to find us, to cause us to find one another, perhaps, to find God. This is the kind of refuge that God is. God is not the city, not just the community. God is present in all of the flux and the change. In other words, God is in the midst of this living, organic thing known as God's people. The prophet Isaiah named this presence Immanuel, the with us God. God with us, Immanuel. This year, as we approach Advent, a time when we hear and we sing Immanuel over and over and over again, I am struck by a renewed affirmation that God is in the community. God is not the community, but God's active presence is in the midst of all we are and all we do and all we want to be here at Plymouth. The with us God, not the far away God, the very present God of refuge and strength. So in order to experience this in community, I want to do a little experiment with you this morning, a little participation in the sermon, to see if we can feel God here in our bodies, in our communities, in this body of Christ. We're going to read the psalm together. If you look in your bulletin, amongst all the wonderful information that you get in there, on the back of the poinsettia form, you'll find a reading. Now, I'm going to coach you through it. I'll be kind of like the sidelines theater director here. You will see that there are words for the right and the left side of the congregation. That's the right side. And the left side, choir, and you guys got that? Right side, it's opposite for us, and left side. You will see some punctuation that I added to change the interpretation, perhaps. And I will give you clues as we move through on the meanings of certain words. We may even try a couple of lines over again, just so you really get the feel of it. The psalmist's voice is behind the whole psalm, but here in this reading, I have given the psalmist at first the voice of affirmation, and then the people, you have the voice of this questioning, where is God? And when we get to the voice of God, no, I am not going to ask Hal to read the voice of God. When we get to the voice of God, we will take turns reading it. So we hear the women read it, and we hear the men read it, and we read it together. We hear God with us in the midst, reading these words, saying them to us, each other. So let's get started. I will read the part of the psalmist. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is the action of help, not just the tender, loving presence. Therefore, we will not fear. Right side, ask us the question. Now, left side, give an affirmation. Do you hear that dialogue among us? There is, in contrast to these roaring waters, there is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. This is a life-giving stream, and God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. Right. Say that one more time. Say it like you really mean it, because we know we do. Yes, and God speaks. And this is puzzling here. It says, and the earth melts. Is this destruction? Relaxation? Transformation? And what is the affirmation of the people? The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. And here's what happens. Here's the secret when the earth melts. Come, says the psalmist, behold the works of the Lord. See what, could this possibly be the word? Desolations God has brought on the earth. Why, if we're in trouble, would God bring desolations on the earth? Well, in the Hebrew, desolations can mean ruin, or it can mean astonishments. See what desolations, astonishments, God has brought on the earth. God makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God burns the shields with fire. This is the ruin that God makes. God is ruining our war making. And then we have God speak. And this is such a familiar line, be still and know that I am God. Many of you may have prayed with that. It's great when we go relax and breathe, be still and know. But I have to tell you that in the Hebrew, it is not relaxing. It is be still. It is what you would say if you walked into a classroom and the kids were throwing spitballs at each other. It is what you would say to comfort a child who was, well, you've seen that, and we've all been that way, when you're beyond yourself in a fit. You're just caught up in it and you can't get out of it. Be still. Listen. Be alert, but calm. Women, read that first line with me. Be all the way through, listen.
Be still and know that I am God. Listen.
Okay, men, you need it now.
Be still and know that I am God. Listen.
And did you notice the I am? Where have you heard that before? Where does God say that my name is I am? He says it out of the burning bush to Moses. I am that I am. Women, read the next line.
I am exalted among the nations.
Men.
I am exalted among the nations.
Now, women.
I am exalted in the earth.
Men.
I am
And now let's read those last two lines together, emphasizing that I am. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. I am God. Be still. I'm still here. Finally, we have the final affirmation between the psalmist and the people. Let's read it together. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Amen. Now look around you. Don't just look at the choir and the bell choir. They have to look at each other. Look around you at across the aisle. We are the nations in an uproar. We are the questioners, the doubters, the worriers, the fixers, the prayers, the fighters. And we also hold within us this very active presence and voice of God. Therefore, it is imperative that we take God's command to be still and know that I am God, that we take it to heart. It's imperative that we listen more carefully to one another, that we work more carefully and effectively with one another as we pray, as we advocate, as we minister to and with the homeless, with the undocumented immigrant, as we study God's word, as we teach and nurture and listen to our children and youth, as we worship here together. We must not fall into silos of action, my friends. We can't choose one little thing and keep our blinders on, because we are working together within this community, and God is present in all of it. We are the city of God, the body of Christ. And God is in our midst. God is active, waiting to be found, wanting to find us here with us, working, praying, singing, crying, laughing, listening, with and in us. Therefore, we need not fear. Amen.